I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice and where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Welcome all of our audience listening across the country and on TECNTV.com and Cloud Hub. I encourage you to get over, by the way, to Cloud Hub. Facebook is still moving forward with all their censoring and their banning. So at some point, that may happen to us and may happen to you. I encourage you to check out Clout Hub. All right, as always, in this segment, really pleased to join the Matt Long Show and the Hill Country Patriot Radio Station and the Hill Country Patriots. Yeah, that would be right. The Hill Country Patriots. Great to be with all of you. And Matt, great to be with you, my friend.
Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure. Always enjoy our Tuesday mornings.
Well, there's a lot for us to talk about in our segment today, and we had some great conversation yesterday evening, as we always do, as we get ready to do this segment with our listening audience. Several things going on. There's a third special session, and there's a whole lot of holes in it. Things that aren't being discussed. Some good things, but a lot of stuff not being discussed. Redistricting is one of those things. But let's jump into this petrodollar issue and Saudi Arabia and Russia and our relationship with Saudi Arabia. And I know you've done some research with regards to parts of this. I'm interested to hear what you've discovered. And then I, there's some things that I think we also that I'd like to share from the sources that I've talked with relative to this issue as well. So please go ahead and tell me what you've learned relative to Saudis, Russia, and the petrodollar and what the Biden administration has created.
Yeah, they'd be glad to. There's you know, I think what we're starting to see is a growing lack of trust in the Middle East about where will the United States stand with you. You know, we've been helping defend Saudi Arabia for many years. And so what has happened between Saudi and Russia in the last couple of weeks, actually, it's played out over the last couple of weeks and yesterday, I believe, or the day before, the signatures were put on the paper, and several things happened in those series of meetings. One of them is that Saudi and Russia have agreed to start doing military exercises together. So they're going to work in kind of a mutual defense. They're going to work together in do war games or whatever you call it, strategizing, and that's with Russia. And that's another part of that deal had to do with buying arms from Russia. And the third part of that deal had to do with the discussions that are beginning between Russia and Saudi Arabia to no longer trade oil, to no longer purchase oil with the U.S. dollar. All right, so those three things are, they're all seem like little insubstantial things, and why would we pay attention to them? But our defense industry in the United States is second to none. And 40, I'm not going to give any numbers because I can't find them this morning. But we, a large amount of what we produce weapons, we sell to Saudi Arabia. And it's not like 2 or 3%, all right? It's a big number. And Saudi Arabia happens to be the largest purchaser of weapons in the world. That caught me by surprise. And the two sellers, the two top sellers, are the United States and Russia. So the United States has the biggest part of the share of that trade, and Russia is about to get a whole bunch more of it. By the way, between 2016 and 2020, and I found the numbers, this is from the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute, 24% of U.S. arms, one out of every four piece of weaponry manufactured in the United States is sold to Saudi Arabia. All right, now, I better stop, Greg. You better say something, because I'll get on a roll and you won't even be able to interrupt me.
Okay, so here are some things, though, that we need to understand, and I don't know if your research shared this with you or not, about Saudi Arabia. There are two competing powers in Saudi Arabia. There are the royals, and then there is a very hardcore element, very similar to what runs Iran, the imams that run Iran. The Saudi royal family maintains control of Saudi Arabia in part through basically doling out oil money in order to keep certain individuals in check. Now, you might remember the Khashoggi incident that took place a few years back. That was the journalist and what have you. Well, the vilification of the royals in that left out some pretty key elements, and that was that Khashoggi apparently there's ties to the potential of him being an asset for the CIA, number one. Number two, Khashoggi was, as I understand it from my sources, selling out to Iran. And Iran is an enemy of the Saudi royals. Saudi Arabia also was where we kept missiles, and we kept those missiles there in order to make sure that Hamas and that element, Hezbollah, and their weaponry as they were firing out of Yemen into Saudi Arabia, that they didn't topple the royal family. Because if the toppling of the royal family happened, then that would create a total monopoly amongst the Iranian influence in there, and it would completely isolate Israel. Our audience needs to remember that back during the Obama years, Israel partnered with Saudi Arabia when the Obama administration shifted policy and did what the Biden administration is doing through back channels, and that is supporting Erdogan and supporting Iran, which are both mortal enemies of Israel. And so because of the maneuvering that Biden has done, pulling out the missiles, stopping sending arms to Saudi Arabia, Saudi Arabia's royals become incapable of defending themselves. And they have to look somewhere else in order for that defense. And the other piece to this is that the Biden administration knew that. They knew that Saudi Arabia would look to do that. Remember that Biden and Obama's promise to us was to fundamentally change the United States. And if you study what they had done, their goal, they saw America as this imperialistic colonizer that had to be neutered.
Right.
And so their goal was, we've got to weaken the economy, we've got to weaken the dollar, and Americans need to start living like third world country people, because America must be punished for all of its years of evil. And therefore, and the Biden administration knew that destroying the petrol dollar was a fast track to accomplish that. So pulling out of Saudi Arabia, violating our agreements with them, not providing them with defense was a quick way, because China was the one they were counting on to make that arrangement with the Saudis. The problem in China today is that China took over Hong Kong. Everybody knows that. But Hong Kong was the economic engine that gave China the ability to do its roads and bridges plan in lending to all of these little countries and then going in and defaulting them and taking over. When the Communist Party took over Hong Kong, they crippled themselves because they destroyed their economic base. That's why they're trying to get into Taiwan.
I'm telling you what, the world is upside down. The world is absolutely upside down. We vaguely mentioned the petrodollar. The dollar is, here's what's going to destroy us. The decline of the dollar will really kill us. First of all, we've got step one, or one of the steps we have, we're printing money we're digitizing money at an unbelievable rate, a rate that no country has ever done in the history of mankind. We've never done that to us. Part of what keeps the dollar strong is that we have a strong country, and people look to us and say, well, your military can defend us. We have been defending in the Middle East and kind of keeping turmoil out of the Middle East just by being there with a big stick. And so now that our dollar is starting to fade away and we're pulling completely out of the Middle East is up for grabs now. And not only that, the dollar was always used to trade oil. It's been that way for a long time. That is another thing that gives our dollar strength and gives us respect around the world, and that everybody knows you can trust that dollar. Well, when Saudi and Russia signed a deal, and by the way, the Chinese have been looking at a petro-yen, I believe. It hasn't been working real well for them yet. But Saudi and Russia now are saying, look, we'll buy and sell oil in another currency. When the world looks at that and says, what, these guys are backing out of American currency? What's wrong with American currency? What is it that I should be afraid of? These are like warning bells to the rest of the world. And they're saying, wait a minute, what's going on? So the strength of the dollar, through this move, if they end up doing this, our dollar is going to be worth less. And possibly even worthless. And no, I'm not trying to sell you any gold or silver, but folks, it sure wouldn't hurt to have something of real value these days. Yeah. As the dollar bill appears to be, it's in the early stages of on its way out. I think we can still save it, but we're not at the end route of this. We'll know at the end route of this. When the grocery stores start being empty and a loaf of bread costs $15, you'll know that.
And Revelation talks about that is at some point on its way, and we absolutely should be prepared for that. And I know, Matt, you share this with your listeners, and I share it with mine as well. You know, you need to seriously start thinking about how you're going to provide for your own energy, how you're going to provide for your own water, how you're going to provide for, you know, some food to get you through. And it's one of the reasons why, of course, you had issues like the BLM and the EPA and all saying, you know, we're going to come in and take over your private water sources and we're going to take over your gardens and you can't, you know, all this kind of nonsense that they were doing under the Obama administration was getting the rules in place in preparation for being able to stop us. It's a scary thing. Something else to add to this. As you do your research, Germany and Russia entered into an agreement whereby Russia is using that pipeline to send oil into Europe, okay? Remember that President Trump pushed very hard to stop that, and he castigated Germany for doing that. That opened up the ability for Russia to stabilize its economy and enter into this agreement with the Saudis. Because Russia now becomes a channel by which the Saudis can send oil, and that oil finds its way into Europe. All of this
and
is...
You know,
go ahead.
I said it just tells you the lack of faith in the United States by the rest of the world, that they're willing to take oil and gas from Russia.
Yes. And that is directly related to the Obama administration and now the Biden policies that mirror that administration, and even to some of the things that the Clintons were doing as well. Although Bill Clinton is responsible for the agreement that we entered into with the Saudis to try to secure the petrodollar. All right, folks, good to be with you today. God bless you. God bless you, Matt. God bless the Hill Country. I'll be back with you all next week. And then maybe we'll get into talking about that third session. All right. We're going to take a break. We will be back here at Chosen Generation Radio coming up on the other side. I've got some thoughts for you before we go in.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP Supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God, in His grace and mercy, sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. All right, real quick, I guess I can get into this. Coming up tomorrow on the program, Dan Gaynor will be with us. We'll be talking about the media's bias and just how crazy it is. And there's a lot of it going on. And we'll talk to you about that with Dan Gaynor tomorrow. And Dan, of course, is with newsbusters.org. To Roy Murdoch, Project 21, Black Leadership, Pelosi's Hypocrisy and the Radicalization of Big Business. And we'll be talking about his conversation. He talked a little bit about Bank of America, Lowe's, and Truist Financial Corporation, among other major American companies, taking part in Racial Equity 21-Day Challenge. And what does that exactly mean? And we'll talk with Jeroy about that. David Chistokas will be with us, and we'll visit with him about the latest skirmish. Amy Coney Barrett was in with the Democrats, speaking out and speaking back. Dee Dee Loggison, Save the Persecuted Christians Executive Director, will be with us tomorrow on the program. Rick Manning, my co-host. Coming up on Thursday, I want to just give you a preview of this. Ted Harvey will be with us, Committee to Stop the President. Robert Curry will be with us. And man, if you've not read Common Sense and you've not followed Robert, I encourage you to do that. And then in hour number two, Patrick Byrne will be with us on the program. He's got some very interesting information to share with us. And then Alveda King will be joining us also on that day. So encourage you to be with us. Again, Alveda King, Patrick Byrne, Robert Curry, and Ted Harvey on Thursday. I'll be back with more Children Generation Radio coming up right after this. Jonathan Emore, D.C.-based constitutional attorney, talks to us about whether or not the Biden administration's vaccine mandate on federal employees, contractors, and so on is constitutional. We'll have that conversation for you coming up in our next segment. Stay with us. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com, and I'll be back with more right after this brief break.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.